From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Monday, February 19th. Cloudy, breezy, and mild today. We'll see some widely scattered rain showers as well. Look for high near 68. The Jackson County Health Department has a new tool to fight the spread of HIV. As WSIU's Brad Palmer reports, it now offers people at risk of the disease a pill called Truvada.
The Health Department's Director of HIV Services, Paula Clark, says the pill stops about 95% of HIV through sexual transmission and almost 80% of needle transmission.
When you do get infected with HIV, it is attacking your immune system. It's attacking your T cells, which are your fighter cells. And when it gets into those fighter cells, then it replicates itself and then just continues on. It gets into another cell. So Truvada stops the entry, stops the replication from happening, so it stops it in its tracks.
Clark says there are around 30 new confirmed HIV cases per year in the southern 19 counties, but she says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention figures the number is actually about 10 times that many. For more information about the virus, call the Jackson County Health Department's HIV Services Department. I'm Brad Palmer.
In his budget address, Governor Bruce Rauner didn't have many specifics for those who treat substance abusers and those with mental health issues, but he did say he wants to fully fund programs like those that combat opioid addiction and abuse. Centerstone CEO John Markley says while the money is a good start, the availability of the resources, especially in southern Illinois, is just as important.
We're looking at medication-assisted services. They call it MAT. Okay. One of the biggest challenges for us to provide that services is getting providers, i.e. medical doctors, to supervise that service. And many of our people in our communities that are trying to get those services and that are dealing with addiction are having to go outside here in southern Illinois. They're going down to Missouri to get those services.
Markley says he just doesn't see Illinois putting resources behind these efforts to end the opioid epidemic and other drug and behavioral-related issues. A Southern Illinois lawmaker says something Governor Rauner did not say during last week's budget address is good news for the region. State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro says one good thing that may have been overlooked in the governor's speech is no mention of any state facility closures downstate.
Because we have the largest number of state employees outside of Springfield. In the state. So that's a pretty significant issue for us as far as jobs go.
Governor Rauner's budget message did include the closing of the Thompson Center in Chicago. He says closing it without tacking on extra fees could save taxpayers over $1 billion. Well, Touch of Nature's annual Maple Syrup Festival is this coming weekend. And as WSIU's Kevin Boucher found out, the event has been growing.
Really had a great turnout the last 3 years.
That's Steve Garapi. He is an educator at Touch of Nature, where you can also see demonstrations of long-ago skills, Steve says, courtesy of various groups from SIU.
The art department has been sending graduate blacksmiths over. Those guys are great. They stand and hammer iron all day.
And of course, the main event, seeing how sap is boiled down and turned into syrup.
Boilers will be running. You'll be able to come over and see us evaporating on site.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.
And the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center is out with its prediction for spring and summer. State climatologist Jim Angel says the La Nina effect is still in play in Illinois. Although it's expected to quickly weaken later this spring, it means March through May will likely be cooler and wetter than normal. Angel says there's no indication that precipitation will be either above or below normal this summer. Weather-wise today, might want to keep the umbrella handy. We could very likely see some precipitation today. Chance of scattered showers this morning and also into this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and mild. We'll see a high around 68. Winds will be out of the south at 17 to 20 miles an hour. Showers likely overnight tonight with a low around 65. Then tomorrow, we'll see rain showers as well as the possibility of thunderstorms. It will continue to be breezy and mild with a high of 72. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.